The last time we were together, we ended up with two sets of questions. Lin Mei had some questions relating to the children of Israel who died in the wilderness, and Josh had some questions relating to the role of women who live with unreasonable husbands.
那实际上呢，上个星期呢，我们有两个问题留下的。第一个呢，就是令美问的那个问题，关于以色列的人，他们最后在旷野里是进入那个得救的问题。另外一个呢，就是老陈问的那个问题，就是说是那个一个女妇女是怎样的去和一个不是很讲道理的丈夫相处。
Now, Ling Mei, I must apologize to you in that I forgot about those questions until it was too late to ensure a proper answer.
所以呢，首先跟令美道歉，就是说，他把那个问题给你的问题给忘了，直到他有足够的时间来给你正确的答案，但是他现在没有那么多时间。
I could blame it on the fact that the weather was very hot, but that's not the problem. I forgot and I apologize.
所以他说他可以去抱怨天气太热了，但是这不是问题，他问题是他真的忘了，他道歉。
God willing, next week we'll have the answer.
所以呢，如果主愿许可，下个星期一定给你答案。
Now the other question was from Josh, and his questions are easier to answer, and he's not here.
另一个问题呢是老陈问的，他的问题比较容易回答，但是他现在不在这里。So
we may answer his questions later, or we may answer his questions next week as well.
因为我们可能在稍后来回答他的问题，也有可能就是说在下个星期一起回答。So,
back now to 1 Timothy chapter 3 today, and we will read these chapters, or we'll study chapter 3 together today.
因为我们回到提摩太前书的第三章，我们今天要一起学习这一章。
So, 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll start reading in verse number 1.
所以呢，那个提摩太前书第三章，我们要从第一节开始学习。
And it says, here is a trustworthy saying, or a faithful saying. If anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task.
以及说，人若想得到监督的职分，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。Very
good. And Josh, now that you are here, I think we probably will try to answer your questions.
所以老陈现在来了，他就要试图回答老陈的问题。I
postponed dealing with Ling Mei's questions because my memory did not remind me that I was to prepare an answer.
所以实际上呢，他把令美的问题延到下个星期，因为他的记忆并没有提醒他要在适当的时候回答他的问题。So
Josh's question related to the role of women as we have it in
1 Corinthians, sorry, in 1 Timothy 11 and 12, 13 and 14.
Those verses say a woman should learn in quietness and full submission I do not permit a woman to teach or have authority over a man. She must be silent.
这里讲到第十一节说呢，女人要沉浸学道，一味的顺服，我不许女人讲道，也不许她辖管男人，只要沉浸。
That puts a very great difficulty on the part of women, as Josh pointed out.
所以这个呢，在老陈说出来的是，在女人来说是很难去做的。
So.Josh, you just correct me on my question, but I think you're saying, how does a woman, follow these instructions, especially if the man is wrong? It's easy to follow somebody who's right. How do you follow if the man is wrong?
因为如果老陈他说他你的问题重复一遍，如果他说的不对，你纠正他。他就说这个经文呢说呢，如果一个女的就是对她的丈夫来说，她的丈夫如果是对的，就很容易去顺服；如果是不对的，怎么样去顺服
？So Josh, is that the question?
这是不是你的问题？你要 mute 一下。
对，一个是丈夫的可能这个决定暂时看来是不正确的，但是长期的看，或者是最终看，他的决定是正确的。那个当初的那个妻子也不顺服，是吧？两种情况，是的。
Josh want to add something. He said if that the man's decision.It looks like not correct in short term, but in long term, the man's decision is right. So what the woman do with this situation?
All right. That is very common. Very often, there's one wisdom in the short run and a totally different wisdom for the long run.
所以他这个是很普遍的，因为有时候短期内呢，跟长期内的这个决定呢是有很大的不一样的。
So it is very difficult to know.
所以是非常难去知道这一点。
Now,There's two spheres here. Sphere number one is the assembly. Sphere number two is the home.
这里有两个区间，有两个地方，一个地方是在教会里，一个地方是在家里。
In the assembly, the responsibility is upon not one man,But it's upon the overseers to decide in difficult situations.
所以在教会里呢，不是指那个依靠一个人，而是依靠整个的监督层。监督层呢，他是为那些很难的决定做出决定。
And it would be wrong in the assembly for women to.Publicly challenge the position held and taught by the overseers.
所以呢，在教会里呢，这是不对的。如果一个姐妹去挑战那个监督层的那个权利。
But, in another location, the response or the wisdom is that if the women have questions,They should ask their husband at home.
另外一个呢，就是说呢，这个姐妹们呢，她如果有问题呢，她应该在家里问她的丈夫。
So I've had occasion in my life when a brother has come to me and said, "What about such and such?" And I say, to myself, is this your question or is this your wife's question?
你在他的那个人生里，他碰到过这样的问题。一个男的呢，来问一个弟兄，来问他说这个问题怎么样，所以他就反问那个弟兄，他说这是你妻子的问题还是你的问题？
And very often the answer is yes, it is my wife's question.
所以呢，通常呢，那个人说对，是我妻子的问题。
And so it would be very good for if a woman has a question to put the question to her husband.That puts the responsibility on the husband, and he can take that question and deal with it either publicly or privately.
实际上呢，通常呢，对这个姐妹们来说呢是非常好的。她先问她的丈夫这个问题，然后把这个责任呢放在她丈夫身上。她丈夫然后再决定这个问题是公开的。去讨论还是私下里讨论
？So that that will strengthen the wife and the husband actually, because the wife will be learning to honor and elevate her husband, and the husband will realize he's got to stand up and deal with the situation.
所以通常呢，这样去做呢，对夫妻两个都是好的。这样呢。对妻子来说，这样呢，她是把荣誉和那放在她丈夫身上，然后让她丈夫去升高，然后她丈夫呢，也可以意识到他们怎样的共同去解决这样的问题。
Now that's just dealing with questions, not answers, but it is dealing with questions.
这个呢，就是对应的是问题，不是答案。
The problem is that not every woman.As a husband at home to ask the question and deal with the question for her.
你问题的就是不是每一个姐妹呢在家里都有一个丈夫，这个丈夫呢帮她问问题，帮她去解决这个问题。
So what should she do under those circumstances?
那这样的姐妹应该怎么去做呢？
Well, she'd probably go to one of the men in the assembly that she has confidence in.And discuss the question with him. Let him discuss it with the overseer or whoever is behind the question.
实际上呢，这种情况下呢，这个妇女呢就到教会里找一个就是她信得过的弟兄，跟这个弟兄讲，然后让这个弟兄呢去跟监督层讲，或者去跟那个在问题后面的要对应的那个人去讲。
Now it's very, very good to put someone else's question out for answers.
因为这个是非常好的，如果就是说把人有人问问题，你给他答案。
And so, one of the first occasions that I remember a discussion with Phoebe, when her name was Ling, She asked me a question one day, I can't remember precisely what it was. After I answered it, I said, Ling, is that an adequate answer for you?
所以呢，他就是说，关于那个菲比问过他一个问题，他以前的名字叫宁，然后有一次呢，他问他一个问题，他就给他答案，他说这个答案是不是你想要的
？And I think her response was, "I hope so, but it's not my question. I'm asking it on behalf of my sister in China."
所以呢，那个菲比呢就说呢，我不是很确定这是一个我要的答案，但是我是替我在中国的一个姐姐问的。
And that's very, very good for us to be asking.Questions on behalf of other people as well as ourselves.
实际上这是非常好的，我们去替别人来问问题，同样也是为我们自己问问题。
So all of that relating to questions, but what about answers?
前面所有讲的都是问题，那么答案呢是什么样的？
And you'll remember that in the book of Ephesians, We read a verse that goes like this. It's a parallel verse. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
实际上在以弗所书里我们读到这样的平行经文，就是说孩子们，那个在主里顺服你的父母，这是因为这是对的。
So there are times when a child does not obey his mother or father because the mother or father are telling them to do things that God says they must not do.
因为通常呢，那个孩子们呢，他们可以不顺服他的父亲或者母亲，因为在这种情况下，他的父亲和他的母亲叫他去做神说你不能做的事儿。
So the question is, and I use this example often in my thinking, if my father came to me one day when he was alive, and he said, Harold, I'm planning to rob the bank, and I want you to help me. I will rob, you drive the car, and I will rob the bank, and we'll share the money.
所以呢，他通常他会举这个例子。举这个例子呢，就是说他的父亲，当他父亲还活着的时候，他父亲有一天来说 ，Harold， 我想你跟我一起去抢银行。然后呢，我们抢银行的时候呢，你开车，我去抢。然后抢到这钱呢，我们两个分。
What would I do？
那我应该怎么做呢
？They'd have to say, Dad, the Bible does not want us to rob banks.You know God doesn't want it and Jesus wouldn't like it. I cannot do it.
所以我就会跟说呢，爸爸，你知道吗？那个圣经说我们不要抢劫银行，然后神呢，不喜欢，主耶稣也不许我们去抢银行，所以呢，我不会去跟你抢银行。
I would respect my father, and I would speak to him lovingly, kindly.And in an honoring fashion, but I could not obey him when he tells me to do what's wrong.
实际上呢，他可以用一种非常尊敬的、非常温和的这样的口气去跟他爸爸说话。但是呢，如果他爸爸叫他做的事情错误的，他不会去顺服。
Now I had a similar situation when I was working for a large corporation.
因为实际上他在一个大的公司工作的时候呢，有一种同样的情况。
And my boss came to me one day and said, "What I want you to do is I want you to go to the Burnaby City Council and I want you to tell them that the law that they are talking about enforcing is wrong."
因为实际上他的老板跟他说呢。要他到本拿比市政府，你去告诉他们，说他们现在正在执行的一条法律是错误的。
But the law they were talking about enforcing was actually one of God's very good laws.
实际上他们在执行的一条法律呢，实际上是在神的眼里看是一个非常好的法律。
And so I had to speak to the boss, and I had to say to him now,you put me in a very difficult situation, boss, because I'm supposed to obey you, but I must obey God.
所以呢，我就跟我的老板说，老板，我说你把我放在一个非常难的处境上去，我本来应该顺服你，但是我更应该顺服神。
And you know that even if I were to argue on your behalf, I wouldn't argue very well.Because I just don't believe that what you want is right.
因为他说，你知道吧？如果我去跟他们说，我去替你为他们争辩的时候，我可能不会有很有力的论据，因为我不知道你想要的什么是正确的。
So I said to him, if I were you, boss, I wouldn't have anybody do this job. But if you insist that it be done, you'd be far better off to get somebody else to do it.
因为这我跟他们说，如果我是你，我就会让任何人去做这件事儿。但是如果你要坚持让我去做这件事的话，我就建议你最好让别人去做。
And I was very amazed at how reasonable a man he was, and he simply said to me, "I apologize for for ever asking you to do it in the first place.
因为我就想很那个惊奇，他是一个非常讲道理的人，然后他说非常抱歉，我首先呢我就不应该让你去。
So where there are differences of opinion, and there often will be in a family as well as in the primary context here in the assembly, where there are differences, deal with them graciously, kindly, in a biblical manner, and pray that the Lord will resolve them.
所以实际上呢，不管是在哪里有这样的分歧，在家里呢，或者是在教会里有这样的分歧呢，大家都要本着一个有恩慈、有那样的一个友好、有爱的去按照圣经方面的教导，而且祷告以后再去处理这样的问题。
So my boss and I continued on very happy relationship.I just did not do the work, that's all.
因为实际上呢，他在那之后跟他老板的关系还是非常的好，因为他没有去做老板要他做的那件事。
But Josh says sometimes the issue is a short-term gain for long-term pain or short-term pain for long-term gain.
实际上呢，那个老陈的问题呢，就可能说是，短期内呢，这个是痛苦的，或者长期内是痛苦的。但是呢，有时候呢，因为短期内是痛苦的，所以在长期内可以获得利益。
And that's a very difficult question to answer. What would you do? You would pray much. You and your husband would pray over that situation.And you would say, what should we do?
所以呢，在这个时候呢，是非常去难做的一件事。这样呢，这个姐妹们怎么做呢？你们就一起祷告，你们和着你丈夫一起祷告，你们祷告很久以后，再祷告让神告诉你，你应该去怎么做。
Sometimes you'll find that after you've thought about it, talked about it, and prayed about it, that you meet...A reasonable, happy, conclusion. Everybody's happy.
于是之后呢，你就会发现，当你们去讨论这个问题，然后做长期的祷告以后，你们会得到一个非常好的，就大家都高兴的一个结论。
Sometimes, however, you don't reach a very equitable, solution.
因为有时候你会发现呢，你们最后呢不能达成一致的解决办法。
And it's that way in really everything in life. It's that way with children. It's that way with parents. And sometimes we have to say, "All right, I think this is wrong, but I will say yes." And we go and find out what happens later.
所以呢，咱们有时候呢，你会发现，就在尤其是在对孩子的父母，在家里，在你自己方面，在和人与人之间相处的时候，你说有时候你觉得说啊，有时候我认为这是错的，但是呢，我还是同意你，我照着去做。
Usually, and this is philosophy that comes not only from the Bible but from our mother. Usually, problems in a family.Result from two issues.
所以实际上呢，这个呢，这样的哲学呢，不仅仅是出于圣经，有时候也是出于家庭的家长说我们会解决这个问题用两种办法。
One of the things is money.
第一个呢就是钱。
Very often the difference of opinion is associated with the question.Where are we going to get the money? How should we spend the money?
你通常呢，这样的分歧呢，都是这样的分歧，就是说我们应该从哪里得到这笔钱，而且这笔钱应该怎么去花。
And the other big issue is work. Who's going to do the work?
另外一个问题呢，就是工作，谁应该去工作。
And so Paul talks about the problems that the Corinthians had when they were disagreeing with others, primarily about money.
因为使徒保罗他在跟格林多人谈这个时候谈到这个问题，就是说我们怎么样去对待这个问题，这主要就是对待金钱的问题。
And Paul's answer is, it wouldn't do you any harm if you were to suffer the wrong and you lose a few dollars.
因为他说这个呢，对你来说呢，如果你做错了，做错了的话呢，你就对你来说不会是，就算你失去几块钱，也不是一个很大的损失。
On the other hand, it might mean more work, but of course, the Lord Jesus Christ's position is that the men and women of God are all to be devoted to work.
另外一个呢，就是真正的就是工作。工作呢，就是说是属神的男人和女人呢，都应该去工作。
So in the case of the Lord Jesus Christ and money, you'll remember that the Lord Jesus Christ chose Judas to be the treasurer and to look after the money for the disciples.
实际上另外一个问题就是钱，金钱。你知道主耶稣基督他选择了那个犹大，犹大做的他们的那个财务管理的，去管理那些门徒们的钱。
But he knew all along that Judas was a thief.
所以主一直都知道犹大是个贼。
And his attitude seemed to be, if Judas steals some money, that's all right, it's only money, let Judas go ahead and steal some money.
所以呢主是这样想的，如果犹大他偷什么钱，偷什么钱呢？那这个问题仅仅只是钱的问题，就让犹大偷吧。
And he himself was the servant of Paul, and he encouraged his disciples to be servants one of another in order that they do the work and the other person maybe not do as much.
因为主耶稣呢，他实际上他就是所有，他就服侍所有的人，他就要让那个他的门徒们呢互相的服侍，这样呢，如果有人不做工，他们同样可以互相的服侍。
So, very often then, all of these principles come to play, and the woman says, "All right, I've talked about it, I've tried to figure out, and we're just going to go ahead." Often she says, "All right."We will go your way.
实际上呢，这所有的情况都发生了以后呢，这些这个姐妹通常会说呢，我呢也想了一下这些问题，我也考虑过了，但是呢，我觉得还是按照你的方式去做，那就按照你的方式做吧，跟丈夫说。
Very often after a while, the other party says, "You know, I was wrong."
你通常呢，另外一个一方呢，就是说是丈夫呢。他会说呢，我做错了。
It is not bad if, in fact, you suffer wrong.
所以呢，实际上呢，这个如果你去为那个做错的事情而受苦的话，这并不是一件坏事。
Better the grace of God and love in a situation that is wrong than insisting on your own way.In a situation that is right, but where love and grace and mercy have taken flight.
所以呢，实际上呢，就是说呢，通常呢，藉着神的恩典和爱的话，你们之间就是，就算你错了，也要用爱和那个怜悯去互相去相处。
So, Josh, that's sort of my ramblings on those questions.
你的老陈，这就是他刚才想出来的答案。
Any more, Josh? Any further question?
有没有进一步的问题？老陈有没有进一步的问题？
暂时没有。关于这个问题，哈勒德基本上也回答了我们想要得到的一些答案吧。
You said that you gave him all the answers.
Very good. All right. So that still leaves Ling Mei hanging, but at least we've got part of the questions dealt with. Let's get back now to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
现在呢，我们来到提摩太三章。
And the question now relates to overseers in an assembly, the elders, the overseers, the leaders of the people of God in the assembly. What do we know about them?
现在的问题就是来到监督层，监督层就是说些长老和那些教会的那些领导人，他们应该是应该，他们的职责是什么？
All right, now it begins, the discussion begins with this very interesting verse 1 that we read.
这个讨论的开始呢，我们刚才读到的第一节是非常有趣的一节经文。
It talks about a person desiring the work of an overseer as being a good work for him to desire.
所以这里讲到的呢，一个人呢，他要得到监督的职分，就是渴望善功，就是。Now,
very often, the work of an overseer is a difficult work, and not a terribly rewarding work.
通常呢，在教会里，这个监督的工作呢，是一个很难做的工作。通常这样的工作不会得到太多的奖赏。
So sometimes people who desire the work of an overseer desire it because they want the glory associated with being a boss.
所以有些人呢，他们想要去做监督层的工作呢，他们通常呢就想得到那种当老板的那样的一种荣耀。But
this verse and this section is not about glory, it's about work.
所以这一节经文讲到的呢，不是关于荣耀，而是关于工作。So
many years ago, I had a friend. And he said to me, you know, when I was a boy, I really wanted to be an overseer. I thought that would be really good.
因为我认识一个人，当他很小的时候，他说，当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我很想做一个监督，做一个监督层，监督者，但是我认为那样是非常好的。
I thought, well, that's very strange, because I've known many overseers in my life, and I really never did want to be an overseer.
因为我说那个这是有点奇怪了，因为我认识很多这种教会的领导人，所以呢，我实际上我不想成为那样一个领导人。Now
I think I didn't want to be an overseer because I was afraid that there would be too much work associated with it.
因为我认为我不想去做一个长老呢，是因为我认为太多的工作了。And
I think maybe that he thought that it would be a position of great glory, and to a certain extent, it is.
因为我认为他这么去想，他想做一个监督者的职分呢，是因为他认为有很多的荣耀在里面，所以从某个方面说是有荣耀。
That discussion took place about 55 years ago. That man became an outstanding overseer.
所以实际上呢，我们谈到的呢，这个是55年之前，然后那个人呢，他实际上真的是一个很杰出的监督人。
And he basically said, I am prepared to do the work that's necessary to be an effective overseer for the work of God.
实际上他基本上说呢，我就是准备好了要去做那份工作，然后我就要去做神的工作。
So the position of an overseer is a very good work, but it's mostly work, and it's just a good work. But it's not easy, and it's certainly time-consuming.
实际上呢，这个实际上监督的职分呢，它就是善工。通常呢，它不光光是一个很好的善工，它而且它是有大量的工作，要花费你大量的时间。
And then there is a list of the qualifications of an overseer.
你下面呢，就是作为监督呢，他的那个有他的资格。列出来一系列资格。
The first thing he is, verse 2, the overseer must be above reproach.
所以第二节呢，讲到的作为监督，第一件事必须无可指摘。
Doesn't mean to say that he must be perfect, but it does mean to say that, that his behavior is going to reflect the message that he preaches,the work that he does.
这里基本上不是说他一定要完美，但是呢，他必须是说他讲的道或者他做的工必须要和他的行为相符。
Secondly, he must be the husband of but one wife.
第二个呢，就是只做一个妇人的丈夫。
If he's got more than one wife, he would be disqualified.Because his allegiances are going in more than one direction.
意思是这个人呢，他如果是多个人的丈夫的话，他就不合格了，因为实际上他是那个方向是完全错误的。
And an overseer is to have a pure heart and not to be going in ways contrary to the Lord. The Lord says, one man, one wife.
因为这个人呢，他必须有一个纯洁的心，他必须呢信主，因为主说的一夫一妻。
And that particular line slowed me down a long time when I was younger.
所以这个一条呢，就是当他还年轻的时候，让他有很长时间让他很难做。
And I said, Harold, how can you be an overseer?If you don't have any wife.
因为我跟我自己说 ,Harold, 你怎么成为一个监督如果你连个妻子都没有。
And for reasons that will become apparent as we go through the rest of this chapter, I said that is not a valid excuse for not doing the work of an overseer.
因为他跟着后面的他读到后面都读完以后呢那这一条并不是说他不去做监督的一个借口。
He must be self-controlled, which is an interesting logic. He's the kind of person who must control himself rather than have to have somebody telling him all the time what to do.
这个人呢，他必须有节制。这个人呢，他知道怎么去控制自己。而不是那样一个人在所有的时间都需要别人来告诉他怎么去做。
But it also does mean to say that he's got to be controlled.
所以呢，这个呢，基本上说他自己要控制自己。
And if he had a violent temper or other characteristics that caused him to be out of control, that would not be good.
你如果这个人呢有个火爆的脾气或者有其他的性格让他失去控制这个并不是说一个好的方向去做监督。
The word that we left out is temperate, which means he must be moderate, well-balanced.
所以这个呢我们没有讲的这个词呢它就是那个好脾气所以说实际上你要是自己善于去控制一些情况。
Some people are extreme in their position. They are not reasonable. They've got one particular theme and they pursue it to the point of not being self-controlled.
有些人呢，实际上呢，他 没有自己节制，他呢这个脾气比较暴躁，然后不讲道理。他如果呢认定了一个方向呢，他就会一直坚持这个方向下去，一直要达不达目的不罢休。
He is to be respectable.
他应该呢受人尊敬。
And、that means that his behavior should be associated with respect rather than with contempt. You want to, an overseer is a man who should be well spoken of rather than easily condemned and accused.
实际上呢，这个人呢，他的行为呢要端正。他作为一个监督来说，他讲话呢应该是很有道理的，讲道理的去说，而不是说是去论断别人。
Among other things, he is required to be hospitable.
另外一件呢，他乐意接待人。
And this is mainly facetious, but I will tell you anyway. I gave an ice cream bar to the people who came along to the chapel on Sunday evening.
所以呢，这是他讲他自己的事，但总的来说他是要讲的，就是说那个星期天晚上来参加查经的，他给了每一个人一个冰淇淋。
That is a very poor excuse for hospitality, but it's better than nothing.
因为这就是说是招待人呢是一个很勉强的一个借口，但是总比不给任何东西给人要好。
The Lord Jesus Christ was hospitable. He did not have a wife. He did not have servants in that sense, but he was a hospitable man.
主耶稣基督呢，他是乐意接待人的。他没有妻子，他也没有仆人，所以但他是非常乐意接待人的。
You remember in John chapter 1 that the disciples, I'm just trying to get their names precisely now. Verse 41 of John 1 says, the first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, we have found the Messiah.
所以在约翰福音第一章第四十一节里，他们先找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我遇见了弥赛亚了。
And verse 42 says, then he brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, you're Simon, the son of John.
第四十二节说，于是他领他去见耶稣，耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门。
These men were all hospitable. They kept reaching out with the good news to others.
这些人都是乐于接待人的，他们就把好消息呢告诉其他的人。
Verse 45, Philip found Nathanael and told him, we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
第四十五节说，腓力找到拿单叶，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”
And so Nathanael says, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said, "Come and see."
所以拿单叶跟对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。”
And fact is.That they went to see the Lord Jesus and they stayed with him that night because it was the late in the day. Our Lord Jesus was hospitable in his lifestyle. He had people with him around all the time. And in that sense, he was a truly great man.
所以实际上呢，他们那些人呢，所有的人呢，都找到一起，然后到主耶稣基督那里去， 那你当天已经是很晚了，所以主耶稣基督接待了他们，所以这个意义上来说，主耶稣是一个伟大的人。
All right, the next question or the next item is he was able or apt to teach.
所以另外一个呢，他是要善于教导。
Just give me a moment. I've lost my connection here. very good. It's back now. The overseer must be able to teach. That's what the word apt means. Here, the precise word is he has got to be able to teach. And that means that the overseer must realize that he is really teaching all the time.
这里讲到的呢其实英文单词讲的是要能够去教导，这里翻译是善于教导。也就是这个做监督的人呢，他必须在所有的时间他都要善于去教导。
It doesn't mean to say that he's got to be the most eloquent preacher.
所以呢，这并不是说一定他是一个能言善辩的一个传道人。
But it does mean that he has got to communicate the truth of God in all he does and says.
所以呢，这个的意思呢，就是在他所说的所有的话的里面呢，要把神的道传出去。
Now there were two great men who were influential in the work of God over 150 years ago, almost 200 years ago.
所以呢，这个呢，有一个人呢，他就是说。啊，他在100或者150年前或者200年之前有这样一个传道人，他是非常善于传道的。
One was John Nelson Darby, and he was a marvelous teacher.
所以其中一个呢就是达密，达密呢他是一个非常的神奇的一个教师。
He wrote many, many books and many commentaries.Even his letters were published.
所以呢，实际上呢，他写了很多解经的书，甚至连他写的信都被出版了。
He was a very good teacher.
他是一个非常好的教师。
His friend R.C. Chapman was also a highly educated and able man, but he was not a really good teacher.
所以他这个朋友呢叫 R.C. Chapman, 他实际上呢也是一个很好的那个很好的传道人，但是他却不是一个很好的教师。
He wanted to be commended, excuse me, to the work of the Lord on one occasion. He went to his oversight and he said, I want to serve the Lord on a full-time basis.Would you commend me same way as you commended Paul in Acts chapter 13 to get the gospel out to Asia?
实际上呢，他有一天呢，他到他的教会去跟那些监督层说我想要到亚洲去做一个工，做一个做神的工，你们可不可以像推荐使徒保罗那样推荐我？
And his oversight said to him, no.I don't think we should. You don't preach very well.
所以他的监督层说，我们不认为是这样的，因为你讲道讲的并不好。
He said, well, you misunderstand me. I didn't want to preach. I just wanted to serve the Lord. I don't have to preach. I want to serve the Lord.
他说呢，你们搞错了。我并不是说要去讲道，我只想服侍主。
So they reconsidered and they did commend him to the work of God.
他们呢重新考虑了一下，确实呢推荐他去做神的工。
And many years later, John Nelson Darby said of R.C. Chapman, he lives what I preach.
所以那个实际上呢，很多年以后，那个达利呢就跟这个人就说呢，这个叫Chapman 的这个人呢，他是活出来的，我所传的道。
That's a pretty high commendation, isn't it? He
就是，
lives what I preach.
所以这个呢是一个非常高的那个赞赏，是不是啊？他活出了我所讲的道。
That's what an overseer should be, apt to preach, apt to teach, rather, not necessarily by his words, but to teach by his life.
所以实际上呢，这就是一个监督，他应该去教导的，不一定非要是从用言语去教导，而是用他的人生的行为去教导。
Verse 3 says he must be a man not given to much wine.
所以第三章说呢，不因酒滋事。
There have always been problems in the world associated with people who drink liquor in an unwise fashion.
你在这个世界上呢，通常有这样的问题，很多人呢，他们喝酒呢，却不是说，用一种不明智的方式去喝。
Noah was a good man, but he fell terribly in this regard.
你挪亚呢是一个伟大的人，但是呢，在喝酒这方面，他就是跌落得很深。
The book of Proverbs in particular lists all kinds of reasons why we should beware of falling because of too much wine.
所以呢，这个箴言里讲到的，就是我们要自己非常小心，不要呢，因为喝了太多的酒而去，做了一些错事。
And all manner of stories in the historical parts of the Bible about people who didn't react correctly because they had too much wine.
你在圣经里记载了很多人，当时呢，他们的行为是不是恰当的？原因呢，是因为他们喝了太多的酒。
So many of us say, if that's the case, I won't touch any wine.
所以我们中间很多人呢说呢，如果是这样的话呢，我就滴酒不沾。
Now it's easier to do that today than it was in the old days because the water wasn't always very, very good in Israel.
所以呢，这个呢，今天来说呢，滴酒不沾是比较容易做到的，因为在早期呢，那个以色列的那个水呢，它不是通常都是可以喝的。
All right, and then he's not to be a lover of money.
然后呢，就不贪财。
And each of these that we've been looking at, they're characteristics that have destroyed many good men.
所以这样的一个贪财的性格呢，实际上呢，摧毁了很多伟大的人。
Money is not a bad thing in itself, but the love of money is the root of all evil. It's a terrible thing. And the pursuit of it at the expense of the work of God is also a terrible thing. To keep money in proper balance, very, very difficult. Same way as to keep wine in proper balance. So some of us say, all right, we need some money, but we don't need the wine. We're going to say no to wine, and we're going to try to be wise in relation to money.
实际上呢，这个钱它本身是没有错的，但是贪财呢是万恶之源。所以呢，很多人说呢，尤其是这个贪钱呢，在教会里，在我们中间呢，就是基督徒中间，你是怎么样去花钱？这个钱怎么样花？有些人说呢，哦，那个我不喝酒是可以，但是这个我可以在这个 钱上怎么样去保持这个平衡，怎么样去花费这个钱，尤其是在做神的工上怎么去用这个钱是很难做的。
Okay, so verse 5 then says verse 4, he must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect.
第四节说呢，好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。
And this again was a big problem for me because I didn't have any children. How could I demonstrate that I could manage my children if I didn't have any?
实际上这对他来自己来说也是一个很大的问题，因为他没有任何的孩子。如果他没有任何的孩子的话，他怎么去向人家证明他善于管理自己的儿女和家庭呢？
So I said to myself quite early in life, I said, Harold, you get involved managing someone else's children. And if you can manage their children, you'll probably be able to manage your own.
因为实际上呢，通常我跟我自己说 Harold， 那你就去管别人的孩子。如果你能把别人的孩子管好，那就相当于是你管好了自己的孩子。
So I taught Sunday school and I worked with children on Friday evenings and on other occasions, trying to help manage the children in a way that they could love God.
因为实际上呢，他就教那个主日学，也是在星期五的晚上去教其他的孩子。所以呢，他试图去教那些孩子怎样去爱神。
I basically ended up saying to myself, Harold, one day you probably will marry, and then you'll have children. So if you're going to make mistakes in managing children, you should get involved in managing children before you're married, and before you have your own children, so that you can make all your mistakes.On somebody else's children.
所以有一次呢，我跟我自己说呢，我说 Harold， 你可能终有一天你要结婚，终有一天你有你的孩子，所以在你结婚之前，在你有孩子之前，你先去管别人的孩子。如果你要真的要犯什么错，你可以在管别人的孩子时候犯错，然后等你结了婚，然后你就不会在自己孩子身上犯错。
And that's more a facetious answer than truly biblical answer, but it does make a lot of sense.
你这个通常呢是他自身的一个答案，而不是属圣经的经一个答案。但是呢，实际上还是有一定道理的。
Now, the man of God has got to manage not only his children; he's got to manage God's children who are grown up.
因为这个属神的人不光要管理好自己的孩子，同时也要管理好属神的孩子，当那些孩子长大的时候。
So verse 5 says, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church, which is God's family?
实际上第五节说呢，人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
Very, very important. So, an overseer has responsibility for his own life, for his family life, but he has responsibility for the assembly, and the management of it is not always easy.
实际上呢，这个事呢，就一个属神的人，一个监督呢，他首先要管理好自己的人生，要管理他家的人的把家里管理好，同样要把神的教会管理好，这不是一件容易做的工作。
So these are a lot of, sometimes they're called qualifications of an overseer.
这里讲到的所有的就是说，很多人把它称之为做监督的资格。
Maybe a better word for it is they are characteristics.Of an overseer.
所以呢，就是更好的一个词来形容呢，应该是作为监督的品格。
Not everyone who is an overseer fulfills all of these responsibilities in a truly exemplary fashion.
你实际上呢，不是每一个做监督的人呢，都完全符合这里讲到的所有的条件呢，作为一个榜样给别人看。
But by the grace of God, he says, this is the kind of person I strive to be.
因为呢，藉着神的恩典，这个人呢，会说呢，这就是所有的品格我一直寻求的。
Now verse 6 says, he must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil.
所以第七节说，监督也必须在教外也好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网罗里。
So you would say, a man, a recent convert,could not be an overseer, and there's several reasons for that, not all mentioned here.
实际上一个刚刚信主的人呢，他不能去做监督，因为有几个原因在这里都不是，并不是这里全讲到的。
Remember, there are three words to describe this particular person, the overseer.
你知道有三个词来描述一个做监督的人。
One is, he is an overseer. That means he's looking over, caring for the flock of God.
所以第一个呢，他是监督，监督呢，实际上他就在看顾，看顾神的羊群。
The other is that he is an elder. And an elder is someone...who is the chief administrator.
其实就另外一个呢，就是长老。长老呢，就是那些人在这个管理层里面做那个第一位的。
The overseer looks over to make sure that everything's okay.
你监督呢，他就去监督去看，看是每件事都是对的。
The elder is theoretically the one with the most experience, and he...is the one who makes the administrative decisions.
实际上呢，那个长老呢，他就是一个那个非常的成熟的一个人，他去做出所有的那些行政的决定。
And the third word is a pastor or a shepherd. He's the one who teaches and trains and feeds and cares for each person in the assembly.
另外一个词呢，就是牧师。牧师呢，实际上他就是去喂养、去教导、去看顾、看顾所有的下面的人。
All of those things are required, and it would be true that if you had a person who was a new convert, he wouldn't have the knowledge, he wouldn't have the experience.He probably wouldn't have the love and the care that is required for someone to be an overseer.
其实呢，一个刚刚信主的人呢，他可能就没有这样的经验，也没有这样的经历，也没有，甚至可能没有这样的爱心去关爱那些需要被关爱的人。
But those are not the reasons listed here. The reasons listed here are that if he were a recent convert,He may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil.
这里刚才讲的都不是这里提到的人，这里提到的人呢是恐怕落在魔鬼的羞辱和网罗里。
That's a pretty serious allegation. It is possible for people to become proud of their position.In the church of God.
所以这件事是一件非常可怕的事。通常在神的教会的呢，一个人呢会为他在所处的那个位置而骄傲。
Logically, our position would be one of great humility.
逻辑上来说呢，我们的位置呢应该是处在一种非常谦卑的位置。
But there are some people.Who don't have sufficient experience to understand that they really ought to be humble.
从某种原因上都说呢， 这样的人呢，他没有足够的经验，知道怎么样去谦卑。
People with great intelligence often go to the top very quickly.
因为那个智商很高的人呢，通常呢，他们就很快就爬到很高的位置。
People with great humility often don't really get to the top at all.
因为那个非常谦卑的人呢，通常呢，都完全达不到那个最高的位置。
God says, if you're going to be the servant of the, if you're going to be the leader of the people of God, you must be the servant of all.
因神说呢，如果你要成为神的教会，你的领导人呢，你比首先要成为所有人的仆人。
And consequently, the Lord says, the elder must not be a novice. He must not be new to the faith, because if he is, he could become proud. And God cannot use people who are filled with pride.
于是这样的神说呢，那些刚入教的或者年轻的，他不要做监督，不做监督是因为这样的人呢，通常会变得骄傲，神呢，不想要用骄傲的人。
And the last one is verse 7. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders, that's non-Christians, so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap.
所以后面一节讲到的呢，就是监督也必须在教外有好名声。恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网络里。
That's a bit of a scary verse, because it says that the devil wants to trap the people who are serving the Lord.
所以这里呢也是一件很可怕的事，就是说呢，那个魔鬼他想要网罗神是服侍神的人。
And the devil set a very significant trap for Herod. We read about that in our Mark studies a while ago, a couple of weeks ago.
所以那个魔鬼呢布置了一个很大的陷阱为那个希律王。我们是在读马可福音的几个星期之前读到的。
I don't think Herod ever intended to kill John the Baptist, but the devil got Herod into such a trap.He couldn't stop himself.
实际上呢，我认为呢，那个希律王呢，他从来没想过要杀施洗约翰，但实际上施洗约魔鬼呢，跟希律王设了一个陷阱，然后那个希律王呢，自己走不出来那个陷阱。
And it's interesting now that pride enables the devil to set and complete the work of his trap.
所以呢，这个呢，非常有趣的那个骄傲呢，自高自大呢，通常呢，就是可以让那个魔鬼把他的陷阱呢，实现他的效果。
It's a lot harder for the devil to ensnare and trap a humble man than it is to ensnare and trap a proud man.
所以实际上呢，对魔鬼来说呢，要去网罗一个谦卑的人。比去网罗一个骄傲的人要难得多。
All right, so those are several qualifications of an elder.
所以这里就是几条作为长老的那个资格。
But many of you are not even men, and therefore you're not going to be able to be an elder.
因为你们中间很多人呢都不是男人，所以你们没有不可能成为那个长老。
So what's the value of these verses to you?
所以这些经文对你来说有什么价值呢？
Well, number one, these verses are all about Christian character, aren't they?
所以第一条呢，这些呢都是基督徒应该有的品格，是不是？
Christian character is that which all of us aspire to.
所以呢，实际上呢，这样的品格都是我们所有的基督徒都应该去有的。
So we go back to these verses And we say, that's the kind of character I want to have. I might not ever be an overseer, but I want character like that.
所以我们所有的人都说呢，我应该具备这样的品格，尽管我不一定会成为一个监督。
But the question is, who's going to train the next generation of overseers?
问题是呢，谁来去训导下一代成为监督呢？
That's a good question. Somebody's got to train them. Who's going to train them?
这是一个好的问题，必须有人去训练他们。那谁去训练他们？
And the answer is the mothers and fathers in the assembly today will be training the overseers of tomorrow.
因为答案呢，就是今天在教会里的父亲母亲和在教会里的人都是要去训练明天将成为监督的那些人。
That is our great prayer, that the Lord in His mercy will raise up another generation of overseers.
这就是我们一直在祷告的，我们是祷告是呢，神会兴起另一新一代的作为教会的监督的那一层人。
That requires children with a zeal for God, teens with a zeal for God, students with a zeal for God, youth marching like an army for Jesus with a zeal for God. We've got a long way to go, brethren, but by the grace of God, the Lord will raise up from 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel many, many outstanding overseers.
实际上呢，那个孩子们，小孩子们要对神有热情，那学生对神也有热情，然后那些青年、青少年对神也要热情，然后那些年轻的神的战士也要对神有热情。我们的祷告是集中神的恩典，神会兴起很多很多很多那个能有资格做监督的人，在十六节教会里。
So that's basically where where the section on overseers ends. We'll pick up next week on the section on deacons. There's a difference between a deacon and an overseer.
实际上呢，这里呢，我们今天就结束在这里。这是关于那个做那个监督的职责。下面呢，我们要后面跟着学做执事的职责，那个执事的职责呢，和监督职责是有很多不一样的。
A deacon is someone who does the work. The word means a minister, a servant, a workman.
执事的意思呢，就是什么呢？就那一群去做工的人，他就是呢，这个执事本身的词的意就是去做事的人。
And the overseer.The elder, the pastor, is the one who is over the flock, and therefore, in a sense, over the workmen.
实际上呢，那个监督呢，他是在监督所有的人。所以从这种意义上来说，他也是在监督执事的。
Who are the workmen in the congregation?
谁在那个会众里是工作的人呢？
And I've never been able to answer it in any way other than all of us should be workmen in the congregation.
所以我从来呢，我所有的一直以来，我的答案就是所有的在教会的人都是应该去工作的人。
So do we have any questions now for winding up?The section today, we've got just a couple of minutes, maybe some thoughts on overseers, and then we'll get into deacons. And next week, Lord willing, we'll get to Ling Mei's question as well.
所以呢，到现在为止呢，有任何的问题没有？我们应该在这里结束关于监督层的资格的这一部分。下部分呢，我们学习执事，然后。主若许可，我们希望下个星期能回答令妹的问题。
any thoughts or comments or questions?
任何关于这个监督的这个问题或者是你自己的想法。
Go ahead, Sunny.
我想问一下那个监督和指示有什么具体的区别吗？还是每个教会都一定有监督和指示这样的这样的位置很明确的？因为有一些有一些浸信会里面，就是说这执事会它是有很大的权力，他们可以聘牧师，然后又可以解聘牧师。
Okay. So Sandy's question is about that overseers and deacons. There is is there really difference between overseers and deacons? Because as she knows.As she knows that some church, just like Baptist church, they have they have a deacon's council. So they can make a decision to hire a pastor or fire a pastor. So what do you think about that?
Well, I guess I think a lot of things about that. The first one is you will never find in the scripture that anybody has the right to hire or fire a pastor.
实际上呢，他认为这里有很大的区别，因为你在圣经里任何一个地方都找不到有任何人有权利去雇牧师或者是炒牧师。
And because it is not a biblical principle, and because it is not dealt with in scripture, it becomes one of the worst things that ever happens in a church.
实际上呢，这个呢，在圣经里从来没有这样的教导，但是呢，这就是说在教会里，发生的最糟糕的事，就是雇牧师和解雇牧师。
So two things about overseers.Maybe three. Number one, an overseer is a pastor, and a pastor is an overseer.
这里有两件或者是三件事。第一件呢，就是那个监督呢，他就是一个牧师，牧师就是一个监督。
Number two, we never read of an elder, a pastor, an overseer in a congregation in a singular.Capacity. There are always more than one.
所以第二件呢，就是我们在圣经里所有地方读到的呢，没有从来没有说过只有一个牧师或者长老，他们通常都是多个的牧师和多个的长老在一个教会里。
And the next thing is that it is the Holy Ghost.The Holy Spirit who causes people to become overseers, not a group of men, not any men, not women. Overseership is not something that you are voted in for.
实际上呢，那个监督呢，是由圣灵指导的，而不是说有一群人或者一个理事会。或者一个人他们去任命的。
All right, so now back to Acts chapter 20 and verse 28.
又来到使徒行传的第二十章的第二十八节。
And it says, this is Paul speaking to the elders who had come from Ephesus to visit him.
这里讲的呢是使徒保罗他跟那些从以弗所来的监督他跟他们讲的。
And it says, guard yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
所以这里讲的呢圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
Who appoints the overseers?
以谁立监督呢
？The Holy Spirit of God.
神的圣灵。
How does he do that?
圣灵怎么做呢?
Same way as he does everything else.
就是他和做圣灵做其他的方式的方一样。
He does it without giving us precise instructions as to how to do it for him.
因为他并没给我们准确的怎么样去做这样的一件事。
And so, the question of how you get overseers is one for which the Bible has no answer other than cry to the Holy Spirit to raise up overseers.
所以呢，问题是你怎么样立一个监督呢？这个呢，在圣经里没有任何的地方告诉我们怎么去做，除了你去向圣神的圣灵去呼求以外。
Now, 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, our time is gone. Sonny, we've got to talk more about this next week or following. It's very important. 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel has some people who are called overseers.
因为我们时间已到了，就是 Sonny, 我们下个星期可能接着还会讲，这是非常重要的。就是我们在十六节教会里有些人是被称为长老的。
I think our assembly address book even lists them as overseers.
实际上呢，我认为在我们的那个教会的那个书上都已经把他们列在上面作为教会的监督的。
But frankly, we have no biblical warrant for that.
所以坦率地说呢，没有任何的圣属圣经的来给他做背书。
Not all whose names are there maybe should be overseers, and those who are overseers are not all listed there.
所以呢，就是说那些可能本来应该做监督的那些人，他们的名字可能并没有列在那个监督层的名字名单里面。
Way back in 1955, more or less, maybe 54. Or 56, I can't remember. Lorna Biggs' family moved to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以呢，在1955年或者1956年，这个Lorna 她的家庭呢，整个家人呢就搬到十六届教会这里来了。
Her father was an outstanding Bible teacher.
所以他爸爸是一个非常杰出的圣经教师。
And he was an outstanding man of God in many, many other respects.
所以在其他的方面呢，他也是一个非常杰出的属神的人。
Many people in the assembly went to him and said, Mr. Biggs, you should meet with the oversight. You should be one of the overseers.
所以很多人呢都跟来到那个罗纳的爸爸面前跟他说呢 ,Mr. Biggs, 你应该去跟监督层说话，你应该成为监督层的一员。
And he never did say yes.
他从来没说是。
So he was the only unofficial overseer. Everybody knew he was an overseer. He just never went to the oversight meetings. He never made the decisions in the assembly, but he was always known to be an overseer in the assembly.
所以他的爸爸呢，诺纳爸爸是唯一一个非官方的监督层监督，因为他呢从来没有去参加过那个监督层的会议，也从来没有去做去跟监督层一起做个任何决定，但是在所有的人心目中，所有的人都知道他就是教会的监督。
And those who did meet as overseers would never make an important decision for the assembly without checking with Steve Biggs first.
所以呢，实际上呢，那些人呢，在监督层的那些人呢，他们 在没有和诺娜的爸爸 Steve Big 讨论之前，从来不会去做一个重要的决定。
How did he become an overseer? The Holy Spirit appointed him as an overseer.
他是怎么成为监督的呢？是因为神的圣灵立他做了监督。
How did he serve as an overseer? Not by going to oversight meetings, he served as an overseer by living and teaching the way an overseer should teach and live.
所以呢，他怎么样成为一个监督呢？他成为监督并不是参加监督层的会议，他是去活出来，去教导，去做，把他所有的一切按照监督的那样去做，而成为监督的。
All right, so our time is gone, and your questions have not been fully answered. Sonny, raise them again as we go through this series.
所以实际上呢，我们时间也到了，答案呢也没有完全给你，所以那个Sonny, 你下次呢就是记者再次提出这个问题呢，我们会这是这个系列是讨论是很重要的。
Let's pray and ask the Lord for blessing.
那祷告祈求神的赐福。
Lord, we've considered many things today.
主要我们今天学到了很多的东西。
Things related to the issues of life, the decisions of life, the actions of life.
我们走到的这是在人生中所做的事情，决定在人生中所碰到的问题。
Lord, it's relationships in the home, relationships in the assembly, it's relationships in our own personal lives with our Lord.
实际上是在我们家里的人与人之间关系，在教会里人与人之间关系，也是我们自己的人生和主之间的关系。
Lord, we pray that you will be gracious to us.And that the Holy Spirit will raise up over us men of God who are overseers in every sense of the biblical definition.
所以神呢，求您那个就是大施恩典我们，求您的圣灵呢，在我们这里十六节教会里兴起那样的人气，作为一个符合圣经方面的作为监督的人。
Lord, we thank you that you have used the Holy Spirit of God and overseers to build your church.
主要我们非常感恩你用神的圣灵和那个监督来建立神的教会。
You've been doing that worldwide for 2,000 years.
您在世界各地这样做了超过2000年。
We're thankful, Lord, that you've done a pretty good job.
我们非常感恩您做得非常好。
We pray that you will help us do our part. Help us to be overseers in action or in character. Help us to work as servants of the Lord in diligent labor in order that the blessing of God may be upon us because the Spirit of God has free course amongst us.
主要我们祈求您帮助我们，帮助我们去作为一个监督那样去活，作为那样监督去行动，作为一个监督那样去做您的工，然后把所有的赐福带给我们周围所有的人。
Lord, we give thanks and we look to you for blessing now. Thank you for helping us today.
所以我们献上感恩，我们祈求您的赐福，我们再次为今天献上感恩。
Thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you all today. Could you hear me?